This is the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org to find these stories and more. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Chatham Village held a public hearing on a new comprehensive plan last week. About 20 people heard about the first update in 20 years, which reads in part, quote, "A combination of tourism, arts, recreation, close-knit neighborhood, and homegrown businesses set the village of Chatham apart from other communities," unquote. An information kiosk and better signs on the roads leading to the village are also part of the plan, as well as a recommendation to evaluate the historic overlay district regulations, which would mean changes to the zoning laws. The full draft plan is online at the village website, villageofchatham.com, and copies are at the Chatham Public Library on Woodbridge Avenue and at the village clerk's office in the Tracy Memorial. Written comments can be submitted until April 13th to Mayor Tom Curran at mayor@villageofchatham.com or at the Tracy Memorial at 77 Main Street, Chatham, New York, 12307. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And Rick Stevens for the Associated Press and the Daily Freeman has a long story about opposition to natural gas pipelines in the Northeast and high fuel prices in the region. Quote, "There is near universal agreement that the Northeast has to expand its energy supply to rein in the nation's highest costs," unquote, is the story's opening premise, and, quote, "not in my backyard," seems to be the response in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and New York communities where companies are trying to put pipelines. Last year, Texas-based Kinder Morgan moved a proposal for one pipeline from Massachusetts after opposition there to a more northerly route through New Hampshire. Now residents of that state are complaining. In New York, a story mentions the 124-mile Constitution pipeline running along I-88, where 125 of 651 landowners in New York and Pennsylvania along the route refused to sign right-of-way agreements. Locally, the Pilgrim pipeline is proposed to run from Albany to New Jersey on land near the New York State Thruway I-87 through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties locally. The 178-mile pipeline would carry back in crude oil to New Jersey and refined material back to Albany. While the pipeline largely stays near the thruway in Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline veers west of the interstate briefly around Cotterskill Road. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. You can find these news stories, weather, public meetings, and more information at newsroom.wgxc.org.